Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this first Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us. I hope you've all had a good week. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We come to hear and receive God's holy word. And we bring before God our own needs and the needs of the church and of the world as we seek his strength and his guidance. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. I will return again to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their distress they will beg my favour, a call to repentance. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has torn, and he will heal us. He has struck down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. Impenitence of Israel and Judah, what shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets. I have killed them by the words of my mouth. My judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love, and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the response to Psalm 50. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds, for every wild animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the air, and all that moves in the field is mine. The heavens declare the righteousness, for God himself is judge. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all that is in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs. Faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there transgression. For this reason the promise depends on faith, in order that it may rest on grace, so that it may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hoping against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, so shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was about 100 years old, and the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Therefore it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now the words, it was reckoned to him, were not written not for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The risen Christ stands among us and calls us to hear his voice. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection station. And he said to him, follow me. And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when he heard this, he said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader came in and knelt before him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that moment. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by hand. And the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout all of that district. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we see a change of gear in the church's year. Since Advent, we've been recalling and celebrating the events of Jesus' life, from his birth in Bethlehem to his death on the cross in Jerusalem, his glorious resurrection and ascension to the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Last week we celebrated the life of the Holy Trinity in which we live and have our being. From now until Advent, our focus shifts away from the events of Jesus' life to his teachings. We are asked by God to consider what the knowledge of all that Jesus has done for us influences how we live our lives as his disciples in the world today. All that Jesus has done for us, he did for love of us and for all his people. What does it mean to us to know that we are loved so much by God that he gave his only Son to die for us on the cross? In our readings today, we see how three people saw their lives transformed after meeting Jesus. Matthew, the tax collector, turned his back on his old life to follow Jesus after answering Jesus' call, "Follow me." The leader of the Jews, who sought Jesus' help, saw his daughter restored to health, and the woman who reached out to Jesus and touched his cloak was made well. All three turned to Jesus. All were welcomed by him, and all had their lives transformed. In calling Matthew the hated tax collector, Jesus shows that no one is beyond the love and call of God. And in healing the woman and the young girl, Jesus shows that he will always hear the prayers of those who come to him in faith. These encounters with Jesus are such a great encouragement to us as we try to live our lives as faithful disciples of Christ, who calls each of us by name to follow him, who longs to share the glory of his risen life with us all. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop, We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the Church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine, the Holy Land, and the Sudan, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them, Lord, according to their need. Strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all once again for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship. Really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Despite forsake.